right, let's start the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
It is. I'm glad I have an indoor job today.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's for sure. Yeah. Air conditioning welcomed. I mean, a fan, anything you can come up with today to...
Ice cubes.
Yeah. Yeah. Popsicles, dreamsicles, fudgesicles.
Yeah, rolling in a pile of mud. Whatever
if that's what it takes. But yeah, it's really, you know, it's kind of one of those things. We'll try to keep a kitchen, you know, open window at a kitchen fan. If it's, but it was so warm outside. I'm like, I don't think that would was going to help, you know?
Sure,
Well, you got a Facebook compliment over the weekend that has me altering what I was going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, I was really grateful. I had shared something about, actually about an apology, and a friend of mine that I know through the Eau Claire Photography Group had said something really nice about me, which was encouraging.
Well, I'm going to tell you what she said. So can I share what the apology was? Ronda Rousey, now she's a woman boxer, right?
Yeah, MMA fighter.
Okay.
Yeah, probably the best known female MMA fighter.
And she had an apology about a Sandy Hook conspiracy video that maybe she had bought into 11 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and so she just talked about the conspiracy stuff and so forth. Then,
So you really liked the thoroughness of the apology, but here's what Kathy said. She said, out of all the people I know on Facebook, I love your posts, she says, about you, Jason, the most. She says, always balanced, thought-provoking, deeply thought out, and you share some of the most amazing positive content. Your posts and the commentary always tug at me in a good way, not to mention you are always kind in sometimes unkind situations. Wow, that's just glowing.
You know, that was, she rivals you for being the most encouraging person that I know. You know, and so to see that was very life-giving. You know, I think sometimes people forget that words can be so life-giving, but it really was. And, you know, I think sometimes, especially in the world of social media, it feels like walking through a minefield, and, you know, I want to show up as kind and seeking to understand. You know, so to have someone see that in me was definitely an encouragement.
You know, I don't ever remember you saying that I had competition in that department, but having read that, I can understand. I'm like, wow.
And maybe it's like the male and female version of the best encouragers I know.
Well, I got to say, I understand, because when I read it, I felt like it was life-giving to me. It was life-giving to me in terms of knowing just, wow, the boost it must have provided for you. I mean, they talk about vitamin C and sunshine. Wow.
Yeah. You know, and people need that stuff, right? I mean, we need to hear encouraging words. You know, in a world where there's just so much hatred and name-calling, to have life-giving words is something I think that just speaks to all of our souls.
No, it sure is. And this is the time of the year. I mean, we do, you know, in the midst of an election season, 71 days away, the ads, the campaigning itself, the stuff on social media. Yeah, it's talk about rolling in the mud. I think it just kind of shoots out from the computer on you, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we hide behind our keyboards, and so we say things we might not say face-to-face.
Yeah.
And so it's a good question to ask, would I say this same thing in the same way to this person if we were sitting at coffee together?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two songs are coming to mind here. Be Kind by Jason Gray. Jasons are everywhere, but then also Hurt People by Sidewalk Prophets that talks about, well, they had another one about the comment section, too, I have to look at. But anyhow, we have just one verse today. It's Acts chapter 6, verse 15, closing out the chapter.
Yeah, and that says, at this point, everyone in the high council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel's.
And you close it out in Letters to the Beloved. The council looked at Stephen, and he had the appearance of an angel. Though he was facing his accusers, Stephen was at peace. My spirit radiated from him. Let my spirit give you peace as well, remembering that I have everything in hand. Final thought.
Man, you know, again, there's so much turmoil, not only in the world, but I think a lot of times within me. You know, as I ponder the world, I can get really worked up and anxious and afraid. And to look at this guy who was facing imminent death, right, you know, and to say, yeah, I'm okay, and to radiate this peace and goodness, that is otherworldly.
Yeah, chapter 7, at least in an earthly sense, doesn't unfold well for him. But, yeah, keeping in mind that godliness and contentment is great gain, Yeah. And he seemed to have it. And so, absolutely, that's the way to go. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, who's got a birthday on Monday, August 26th? Not seeing a birthday here, but thank you, Keith and Owen. Great message there. He really enjoyed the best 5 minutes of the day. We were talking about a great compliment our buddy Jason Cairns got on social media. Somebody really appreciating the type of posts he shares, and we had shared that. We'll put that. It leads off our podcast most of the time for the Wib Wake Up Show. But anyhow, Keith says, Mark, while I can't see the social media, listening to you and Jason just tells me that Jesus is here with us through people like the two of you, my friends and my brothers in Christ through the radio. And boy, he loved hearing Chosen from Matthew West, says he needed that reminder this morning. Thanks, Keith. You're a blessing, and we're glad that God's made us a blessing to you. Hey, we do have an anniversary announcement, though. If we wait long enough, it's Bob and Rice Lake coming through again. He says, happy 45th anniversary to Bob and Karen Schaff, praising God for the godly influence you have on so many and through all the ups and downs as you always keep Christ at the foundation of your marriage. Blessings from your friend Bob there in Rice Lake and from us here at WWIB. 45 years, guys. Way to go. Already, we also have birthdays. Jennifer Fornelli today. Jessalyn Vole. Knew her back in her Eau Claire years. She's out on the East Coast now. And she and her husband celebrating the birth of their first child in this last year. Joy Vandaloo with the birthday today. Great sister in Christ over in Liberia, where Peggy will be landing on Friday. And dispersing those backpacks and the school supplies and the shoes. And again, the team, we've sent some of the money in ahead in advance. And she even got some little Tiny Tot backpacks here yesterday. But Arita Flomo with a birthday in Liberia today. And Kayla Grundahl also celebrating a birthday. On the national scene, August 26th, the birthday for band leader Branford Marsalis is 64. Chris Burke from Life Goes On, 59. Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids and Gilmore Girls and Mike and Molly is 54. Macaulay Culkin, you remember Kevin in Home Alone? Brace yourself now. Oh, he grew up, friends. He's 44 today. Yes, there is a feel old for a lot of you. Chris Pine from Wonder Woman and the Star Trek movies is also 44. Comedian John Mulaney from Saturday Night Live, 42. Country singer Brian Kelly, Florida Georgia Line, 39. Danielle Savre from Station 19 and Heroes, 36. Dylan O'Brien from couple of different shows is 33, and Kiki Palmer is 31. Our promise of the day is Matthew 5:7. I will show mercy to those who are merciful to others. Well, weekend recap, WWIB. I'll go first. And, you know, the summer goes by so fast. Here it is, late August, so we had a family picnic on my wife's side of the family. Her folks, her siblings and their kids, and as many of our kids as could make it. And for the second time in my life, Caleb, doing some jet skiing.
Really?
Yeah, my sister-in-law, Laura, was gifted a couple of jet skis. And so
that's quite a gift.
Yeah, that's quite a gift. Some used jet skis, but anyhow, get out and do that. Didn't do it for an incredibly long time, but it is fun. I mean, it is instant fun for sure. And so thanks to her for that. And so just in general, to just kind of slow down, take a break. I did not see any of the Packer game. Looks like they did fine without me watching.
It was as entertaining as the last one was disappointing.
Okay, good, good. So anyhow, just preseason. Yeah, that was a highlight from the weekend.
So, yeah, going backwards Sunday to Friday, actually, is how I'll recap my weekend. So yesterday was our annual church service in the park. So we had a potluck in the park up in Rice Lake and enjoyed service in the outdoors. The weather was beautiful, warm, but a nice heaven-sent breeze made it a little bit cooler. So I enjoyed that time with the church family yesterday. And before that, really enjoyed watching the Packers game with Cooper by my side. We enjoyed it. And again, it's just preseason, just exhibition play. But they played really well. So it was a lot of fun to see, especially the defense make some plays. So we enjoyed that on Saturday. And then Friday was adoption day. And so my younger sister, Rachel, adopted Luciana, Lulu, or Lou, or, you know, there's lots of nicknames that are being come up with for her. But again, she's been part of our family for such a long time now. And so to see her officially become a Swenson, there's just, it never gets old to me to see, again, an adoption and that amazing picture of what Christ does for us.
Yeah.
The engrafted branches, right? Adopting us and welcoming us into the family. And so great to see that up in the courtroom, but also the party afterward. It was just, I mean, there was ice cream and treats and kids chucking water balloons and playing at the park. I mean, it just, it was a party. And to me, it's like, that's what adoption is.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome into the family and let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. So that was an absolute highlight of the weekend starting early on Friday. So enjoy that very, very much.
Absolutely. Praise
welcome
the Lord.
Welcome to the family, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
The WIB Wake Up Show. It's three jokes apiece. Caleb and Halvo, WWIB. I'll go first, Caleb. Did you hear about the two rowboats that got into an argument?
No.
Yeah, it was an ordeal.
Oh, man.
That's good. I like that. You know what? Going back to the Olympics, at the Olympics, I saw an athlete carrying a long stick, and I asked him, are you a pole vaulter? He replied, no, I'm German, but how'd you know my name is Walter?
Oh, boy.
It shouldn't be funny.
Vault. Yeah, okay. Vault. Yeah, there we go. Hey, Caleb, you know, most bald guys still own a comb. Yeah, they just can't part with it.
I would say you are two for two.
Thank you.
What weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
I don't know.
A gallon of water. Butane is a lighter fluid.
Okay. Thank you. Man. Yes, yes. Hey, we're both two for two. Hey, my last one may be considered a double because why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
Because he never lands. I like this joke because it never grows old.
There you go. I was waiting for the second one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Never lands and never grows old. There we go, and my final joke here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. You can do better, we know it. 715-396-1670 if you'd like to participate. The sky was looking ominous, so I asked Siri, surely it's not going to rain today? And she replied, yes, it is, and don't call me Shirley. That was when I realized I'd left my phone on airplane mode.
Okay. Very good, yes, yes. Sports memorabilia. I think we both, you know, were at least modest card collectors as kids, right? Sports cards a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things I forgot to mention over the weekend. We went to a card store at the Oakwood Mall looking for a gift for my nephew. Happy birthday, Shawnee, by the way. He has a birthday today, and we're going to be seeing him a little bit later on as we have a medical appointment down in Rochester. Card collecting was something that I did as a kid, and now my 9-year-old is really getting into it as well.
So sports memorabilia in general goes well beyond cards, all sorts of items. And how about this? Babe Ruth's iconic jersey fetches a record price in an auction.
Now, again, one of the iconic moments of Babe Ruth's career, not only how many hot dogs he might eat between a doubleheader, but also his called shot during the 1932 World Series. You know, again, where it's where he pointed, right? He pointed and it's like, that's where I'm going to hit it. And then just bashes it over the fence.
Yeah, and that particular event so many years ago, nearly 100 years ago now, continues to make history because Ruth's jersey recently from that very game was sold for an astonishing amount of money.
$24 million.
Wow. That sets a new benchmark for sports memorabilia auctions.
I can see the appeal of wanting something like that. I don't think even if I had $24 million that I would spend it on that, but different circles we must
run. It's probably an investment, but here's the thing. I heard that actual auction went on for 6 hours.
Really?
6 hours. That's why it just kept climbing and climbing.
Well, and maybe they're figuring, too, we talked about this off the air, that they say, hey, $24 million, but it's going to be worth more and more as long as I, you know.
Right.
Don't rip it. So,
a lot of publicity just on the event here. So.
Probably not a jersey that you're going to wear out to a Yankee game. But wow, $24 million for Babe Ruth's jersey.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
Caleb, did you know we had birthdays a couple of hours ago on the WIB Wake Up Show? The feel old birthday maybe of the year, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone. You know how old he is today?
Oh, man. 43.
44.
Oh,
man. You're very close, but man.
Yeah.
There you go. Feel old today.
I got to do the thing. It's like, wow, really?
I know.
Goodness gracious. Uh-huh. Yeah. We're getting up there. The times keep on rolling by.
Well, you know, we do different efforts here on the radio and through various things we've done to raise money for various causes. And one of our favorites is Hope Village in Chippewa Falls. And they got a big day today.
Yes. So a groundbreaking today at 1825 Kennedy Road in Chippewa Falls at 10 a.m. this morning. Groundbreaking. You've heard about their Welcome Home Capital campaign. And today is when labor for so many years comes to fruition.
Yeah, just sharing from their press release, the MC apparently is going to be Allison Wisniewski, the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. And 10 o'clock this morning, they're having this groundbreaking and news conference as they welcome folks to that ceremony, marking several significant milestones.
First, they're thrilled to announce the success of their $2.7 million capital campaign. Thanks to the generosity of the community, they have surpassed this goal, reaching nearly $2.8 million. They extend their heartfelt gratitude to the businesses, the organizations, the churches, and individuals who contributed to the Welcome Home Capital campaign.
Yeah, no small effort there. And today, Hope Village also celebrating the achievements of the 2023-24 Chahai Green Team, comprised of three remarkable high school students, Bella Biederman, Maddie Hunt, and Cameron Glayman. Under the guidance of Nick Gagnon, academic chair of the Chahai Science Department, these young ladies secured $180,000 in funding for Hope Village. This grant will fund the installation of solar panels in the community center, saving Hope Village over $8,000 annually in energy costs for the community center and 10 tiny houses. Impressively, their grant application received the highest score of 85 submissions.
Lastly, today, Hope Village breaks ground on their much-anticipated affordable housing development, the primary focus of the Welcome Home Capital campaign. This consists of building 28 units, including three sixplex buildings with two- and three-bedroom units and five duplexes with one-bedroom units.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. This project has been made possible through the support of Rocket Construction and funding from the American Rescue Plan via HUD, distributed by the state of Wisconsin. Phase one will include the first sixplex and two duplexes, with the duplexes featuring solar panels to keep the affordable housing even more affordable.
Again, celebrating the milestones and the bright future ahead for Hope Village, 10 a.m. today, the groundbreaking.
Yeah, so again, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is going to be there. Yeah, go ahead.
Assistant Deputy Secretary for the Department of Administration, Diana Moss, will be there, along with many other dignitaries as well.